former NFL player Lawrence Phillips was found dead in his jail cell of an apparent suicide.
How do you do that in jail?
I don't know. I mean, you hang yourself.
That's what they always say, hanging. I couldn't imagine fashioning a noose in a jail cell that is big enough and strong enough to kill me.
Yeah.
You know, like, first of all, I don't know how to tie that fancy knot, the noose knot.
Right.
And then there's nothing high enough to jump from.
Right.
Well, you don't need the fancy knot for sure. And if you, I don't know, you would have to somehow bound your hands.
That's
because
right, yeah.
you're going to fight it. You know what I mean?
But the thing is the idea of hanging yourself is that it breaks your neck.
Right.
So if you don't break your neck, then you're just choking. That's why you tend to fight it.
Yes.
So I don't know. I just don't think that I'd be able to pull it off.
Well, in 2008, Phillips was sentenced to 31 years for spousal abuse and other crimes. He was also facing charges for murder for the death of his cellmate last April. So this is not a good guy.
Well, I mean, you don't know. Maybe the roommate kept trying to rape him.
Well, okay, yeah.
I mean, that's what I always think. That then again, I don't know. Maybe he wanted the bottom bunk. Maybe it was just something small like that. But either way, if you're in a cell with a guy and he keeps bugging you, eventually you got to do something.
He had played for the Rams for 1 year, played for the Dolphins for 1 year, played for the Barcelona Dragons for 1 year.
That's when you know you're ready for jail.
Back in the NFL for the 49ers for 1 year, then with the Florida Bobcats for 1 year, Montreal. I don't even know what that is.
The hell are the Florida Bobcats?
I would imagine a semi-pro.
Oh, boy.
You know, great Florida Bobcats?
Yeah, arena football. And then Calgary for 1 year. So he was not a guy that anybody wanted to keep around, apparently.
Right. So, and then he goes to jail. He has problems with his jail cellmate. He kills his jail cellmate. And then he is awaiting. So he's already in there in 30 years. He's going to probably attack. So he knows he's a lifer at that point.
Yeah.
Woke up one day and was like, yeah, I'm done.
On April 12th, 2015.
12th? 12th. Is that the
twin? Phillips' cellmate, Damian Soward, the cousin of former USC Trojan and NFL wide receiver R.J. Soward, was found dead in the cell the two men shared. Soward, who was serving a sentence of 82 years to life for a murder conviction, was choked to death, and Phillips was regarded as the prime suspect in the case. We think it was the other guy locked in the cage.
Why don't they have, in this day and age, with webcams, why don't they just put a webcam in each cell?
Because you just save the taxpayers some money.
Or a life alert. They could wear it, and if they're getting choked, you can just put
I'm
like
not even
lady.
Saying for the safety of the people in jail, just so you could see what's going on. You
know, for the entertainment.
We got a ruckus in cell block 13.
Because I would imagine the criminals in jail have rights.
But that'd be cool if you could sponsor somebody and then watch them, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, you got your own pet.
Yeah, like, you could watch him on the
absolutely.
And if you're in prison, you get a little bit of money in your commissary for however many hits you get on there.
Adopt a convict.
Yeah.
Because I remember when I was young.
That's
There was a nursing home, and what they did with our school, I believe it was they would send us over there, and we would adopt a grandparent, and we'd go over to these old people who didn't have any family or anything.
In prison?
No. At a nursing home, and you would adopt them, and you'd go over, like, you'd have to spend, like, 4 hours a week there, and you'd have to go hang out with these old people. But it was fun, so it'd be cool to adopt a convict.
Yeah. I'd rather be with a convict than an old person.
Oh, we could trade them, too.
Yeah. Except, you know, on the webcam, the convicts are like, hey, put some more money in my commissary.
Like monkeys in a cage.
Yeah.
No, I just think that it would be good also for wagering. Like, if you're allowed to watch 10 cages at one time.
Yeah.
And you can go, okay, who's, you know, like, to do, who's going to cry.
If you could chat with them, you'd be like, if you kill your cellmate, I'll put $1,000 in your commissary.
And you could trade them like a fantasy draft league.
Yeah.
Trade
number two hasn't moved in 3 days. I'll give you number two for number seven and number five. Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
Good way to make that's how FanDuel makes all their money.
Yeah.
That's how the government should be doing this. They just give you like a fantasy jail team.
Let's do Running Man. Let's just go all out.
I will trade you an arsonist and a rapist for a double murder convict.
Yeah, and then you start out where you get a lineup.
Right.
And you're like, oh, come on. I got three child molesters.
Yeah.
Child molesters worth like zero points.
They go first, right? They'll kill the child molesters. And you want your convict
You don't
to
want
live.
A child molester in your lot. That's like having a backup kicker. Like, why do I have three backup kickers? Yeah. What am I going to do with this? Yeah, you want... you want a celebrity, like if you get the rare celebrity in jail,
right, yeah.
or an athlete or somebody, or you get somebody in there who's, he's in there for murder, but he murdered the people that murdered his family, a revenge guy, like he's yeah. good, you root for him. Oh, this could be the best ever. This could be the greatest game ever, online fantasy jail league.
Yeah.
And then all you have to do is get a couple of the guys to be involved, cut them in on the action. That would be fantastic.
That was a good idea.
And then what if, would you be mad at this? If you're, like, not people who, committed murder don't have this luxury. But if you're in jail for more than 5 years or so for something, you should be able to FaceTime or Skype from your cell, like your family. Because, you know, come on, if they take if somebody got arrested and they take them up to Jacksonville, I'm not going up to Jacksonville to see them in jail.
Right, yeah.
You know? Yeah. I'll go like once or twice, but I could Skype them every day. Well, that'll keep them calm and keep me calm.
That should be their reward. If they do something that day that you would, like if they shank another inmate and they went, well, now you get 15 minutes of Skype time for stabbing that inmate.
Take it away from them.
Oh, you were going to punish them for doing it.
Punish them. That'd be a good deterrent. Well,
on Rob's side. I want them to do more violent stuff for good.
Yeah, for
like
rewards.
They get rewarded for doing violent stuff against other criminals.
Yeah, you cut off a nipple of another inmate. Oh, that's you get 20
an hour.
Minutes.
Yeah. I don't know. All I know is that it would alleviate all that crazy driving there, and you could Skype visit people in jail from
right.
your home.
But I think the reason that is because jail's supposed to be bad. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, like, no, but that's not good. I mean, you know, if I see my wife and she's looking hot, and all of a sudden I think I see a pair of legs behind her, I'm like, whoa. I'm like, you got a black guy in that house or something? You know, like, I'm like, what's going on? That torture.
Yeah, but for the most part, you get to see your wife
yeah,
all the time.
Your kids get to see you. Like, right. Why do your kids suffer?
Yeah, well, you know? Because you made bad choices.
Yeah, but your kids shouldn't have to suffer for that.
But your kids grow up learning, hey, I didn't get to see my dad because he made bad choices, so I'm not going to make bad choices.
Right.
Or else I'll end up in a fantasy prison league.
Ooh.
Before you were here, Galvin and I had a listener that was in jail that we used to go visit. We did.
Yeah, we did.
Ashley. Ashley.
Yep, Ashley. She would send us stuff all the time. She would
she's
draw.
She's an artist.
Yeah,
she hot?
She would draw.
She's attractive.
Stuff. Yeah, and so we went, what happened to her? I know she got out, and then she was, I think, doing hair, right?
So she was out, and she was doing tattoos.
Oh, is it tattoos?
Because she was a tattoo apprentice, because she was a real good artist. And then she, I think, went into beauty school, like hair or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't heard from her in a while, but I think she does massages now. Not this kind. This kind.
They're all that kind.
I don't know. Yeah. But either way. That was good. We Galvin and I, for the first time, went down to the jailhouse on 49th Street.
Yeah.
We went and we sat down at the monitor, and then we had no idea what she's going to look like or what goes on, and then she picks up on the other end, and we're on the other end, and we talk back and forth to each other. So she had to put us on a list and all that. So in the monitor next to us, in the seat next to us, there was a guy on the monitor, but nobody in the seat. Like, nobody showed up to visit him.
Yeah.
So I wanted to be like, what's up, dude? I leaned my head over and I was like, hey, you're right over there. Like, I know I'm not what you're expecting, but you're here like the fugitive. Well, you got me out here. You might as well talk to me now.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the one arm guy. Yep. So I just thought I'd have a conversation with that guy, but he wasn't interested. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, whatever. Enjoy jail.
Enjoy jail. Mm-hmm.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.